Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew
you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep saying the champ. With the same champ. It was Ali Riley Cusco.
BoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We are here to talk a little pre-fight, pre-game to this welterweight unification between...
Excuse me, iTunes needs your attention.
Okay, Siri. Yeah, this welterweight unification between Keith Thurman and... Danny Swift Garcia, man, definitely a fight that we need to talk about. You know, I'm going to be headed to this fight live. You know, I'm going to be credentialed covering this one, bringing you some more Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia coverage. And, yeah, man, I'm excited. Doors open at 6 o'clock Eastern time. First fight begins at 6:35 Eastern time. Early night for my West Coasters. Remember, if you're listening to this on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, drop that five-star review. And if you're watching this on YouTube, that thumbs up is always appreciated. Helps with the visibility of the show. Yeah, man, final last-minute previews and predictions. I'm more interested in predictions. Have things changed? I was hearing a lot of chatter in the internet of how people were, I don't know, maybe suspicious or I don't know. There was definitely some words being said as to one of these men and did they struggle or not to make the weight. But speaking of making us wait.
Boxing them thing was going on, brother. I know you want to sit in on this. We're going to head on over to a doctor.
Sunshine State. Boxing MD. What's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
If you're referring to making everybody wait for somebody's prediction, I don't know. But we only have to wait a few more hours to see. In a lot of people's eyes, the biggest fight, maybe the most meaningful fight to them since, I guess, Ward Kovalev, and to some people even since Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, especially if you're just focusing on the welterweight division. So I'm super excited, and as much as a lot of people are negative, even myself, not negative, critical of Heyman and Heyman fighters, this is a fight that's on CBS. And it is amazing that a fight of this caliber is on free TV. So I do give praise and praise is due. So praise given.
Yeah, man, totally agree. Listen, this one is interesting to say the least. And it's funny that you bring up Mayweather Pacquiao because it's not a category that I want to put these two men, but I was live at the weigh-in and that's what it felt like. Now, was it a scaled down version of that? Yes. And obviously, I want to hear your thoughts as to how the weigh-in, transcribed over the camera, right? Because it was live stream. I believe you said you saw it when we had an off-air conversation. So to me, it had that feel. Why? Because there were celebrities pouring in left and right. Antonio Tarver was there. You know, Peter Quillen was there. They had a press row where people were doing live radio. The fans were allowed. It was an open to, you know, the public, whereas Triple G, and I'm not saying this to trigger you either. I've brought this up before, that he's been having his things closed off to the public, and this is exactly what we needed. The fans to be there. I mean, you had to see the excitement, and shout out to all the TBV listeners. So many of us were in the building, man. It was just left and right, bumping into these guys at the weigh-in, and girls, man. And it was just a really, I mean, Terrence Crawford was there, Errol Spence was there. It's just so many names, and it had that big feel to it. The way that they kept the fans on bleachers and the fighters were on a stage, it just had definitely the stage is set, to say the least, for this fight. I am so excited. I'm glad I'm going to be there in person. So how did it come off for you? I know you didn't. You didn't give me the impression that you felt as enthusiastic as I was. I mean, you felt like it was shit,
well,
right?
Well, I would say the first thing is the initial thing you brought up is, this is why people who think I'm biased need to listen to my words, not saying you, Ness, but in general, I've been consistent by criticizing the promotion to the fight in 2 weeks that is going to be on pay-per-view. So I like the fact that these type of fights like yesterday was open to the public. As far as the weight training, I did not see that. To me, Keith Thurman looked relaxed, confident. Obviously, Danny Garcia had no problem making weight either. So I don't think the weight's going to be an issue. In regards to the composure, I would say that Danny Garcia looked more emotional, which in my opinion is not good, because being calm and having your thoughts measured is more important going into a dangerous fight, because you do not want to fight emotionally. It makes you more tense. It drains your conditioning, and it makes you do things you wouldn't normally do. And as far as the atmosphere, what I saw was the stream. The stream was just at least the online aspect of the weigh-in, it just had a camera angle. It didn't even move or zoom in and zoom out. So it wasn't so to me, I wasn't able to gauge the atmosphere. So it just looked like a screen. And in fact, I didn't even hear the audience from the stream. So like you said, I'm glad that people showed up, and I'm glad it was a lively atmosphere, because a fight like this in Brooklyn should be like that, you know?
Definitely, definitely. Let's get out to our Texas host who's back.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah, I happen to agree with every single word that MD said. Not only that, I'd go further in terms of the audience participation, because we've seen that aspect in PBC fights get let down, where it was a big monumental moment in a specific division, and for whatever reason, the audience just didn't show. And so the drained aspect, I saw a lot of that on Twitter, but we've seen Keith like this before. Look, I'm going to admit something. I got Keith completely wrong. I had criticized Thurman on this show. I have hyped up Khan. I've said a lot of things about the welterweight division, and you know what? I just got it all wrong. Thurman is a special fighter. I did not see the specialness in him until recently, and even though a lot of people would talk about the Porter fight being a competitive fight, and it was, you know, that was a great fight. This is Thurman's moment. I think that has gotten lost in the hubbub of everything. I think the fact that everybody calls it 50-50 is correct. It's politically correct. It's a good way of not looking like a jerk after the fight. It's a good way of playing Monday morning quarterback on Saturday or Friday, I guess. And so I think that the thing that we have to realize is that Keith is stepping up in a certain way. With Porter, it was an in-ring aspect. This is an out-of-ring aspect. Garcia's got that. He's got that limelight aspect to him. What did Thurman, the word he used, spotlight? I can't remember the word that he used, but it's like that spotlight credibility, and that's what he's taking away from this fight. This is his moment. Now, I'm not saying that he takes it away, and especially because we've seen Danny in specific spots, but look good. But I just think that this is Thurman's moment, and it's his fight to lose. I believe that.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the popular pick for sure, Keith Thurman. And I agree with MD too. It seems like there was a lot of emotion, but I think it was equal. I just love the way that these guys are selling this fight, you know, and expect to see more women than normal because, you know, so many people are talking about this. I mean, I know obviously our event last night was boxing fans, but a lot of women are excited. Keith Thurman wearing the hair out, excited or turned on or made him look like more of an animal, you know, more aggressive. And it made people more excited for sure.
I feel like he had that 1980s, you know, New Jack City look on.
That's a good spot.
When Teen Wolf fucking became Teen Wolf and he was the king in the basketball, you know how he was rolling around town. He looked just like that to me, you know, with the glasses and everything. Cool.
Teen Wolf?
I mean, yeah.
You know MD hasn't seen. MD thinks you're talking about the MTV show.
Yeah, he's young. I forgot.
Yo, I'll tell you what, though. It was not like hair out, like hip-hop, like type of movement to me, right? Because, look, I'm not going to talk about sexy. If women found that sexy, that's great. That's awesome. You know, we need a heartthrob in boxing. But I found that ferocious. Like, I found that, like, hair down, you know, rings off, shirt off. Fuck this dude. Like, that's how I took it. And maybe it was just me that took it that way, but it was incredible. It was an incredible moment to see this man like so caught up in a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody lives through these fights and it's all hype most of the time and it's unauthentic, but this dude is not a fake and he proves it time and time out. And that was a cool moment to see.
What, Thurman proves he's not a fake?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like a lot of.
Danny proved that he's not a fake. He doesn't prove that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that for Thurman, you know, he's had this.
Because to be honest, Danny's the one that's been tested, like officially tested, like been an underdog and you know faced adversity and overcome it.
I know, but this is the thing.
To see that of Thurman.
I know, but like this is the thing we always say, right? We always assume. It's like, well, he's been the underdog. Why, you know, people go, oh, how many fights has fighter X or fighter Y or Floyd or this guy or that guy? How many times have they been in the underdog? And sometimes the odds makers get it right. And sometimes you don't have to be an underdog to win a big fight. Sometimes you just perform to what the a lot of the boxing insiders and experts believe it's so. And I think rather than proving or disproving, I think he's just continuously going through showing his personality, which is very organic. It's very complex. Obviously, Keith Thurman's a very complex character. And I'm not necessarily saying Danny Garcia doesn't have that same type of personality, but really Danny Garcia's personality has been and will continue to be until something changes is Angel Garcia and Danny Garcia. And I think sometimes when Danny Garcia, at least in this case, he seems angry. Because he was a little, you know, I guess stuttering.
You know why
or not.
He seems angry. You know why he seems angry.
Because he feels like he's disrespected. I feel him.
Exactly.
Like,
everyone's writing him off again. You know, and we can look at it however we want. We can look at it like, you know, what have you done for me lately? We can look at it like, you know, Matisse has been a long time ago. But in his eyes, he is proven. He's proven that as an amateur. He's proven it in his career at 140. And Saturday, today, a couple of hours from now, Jesus, it's 3:44. I need to be wrapping this up and jump out to New York City. But yeah, he feels like he will be proving it today. It's funny to see that he's bigger. He's the bigger man, both taller and wider. I wonder how the reach.
Who is?
Danny.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that he's thicker, but like you talk about reach, Keith Thurman and me looked, he had like way longer. I know this is never measured in boxing, but like length of legs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And arms, Keith Thurman to me looks like more of he has a traditional boxer body and a body that's able to get.
I mean, he does use those legs more than anything.
Okay, but let me I think further explain him. Not that MD did a great job explaining that, but I think this is where he's going with it. And I'm just going to state it in my own way. Watch the fight tonight. Thurman is going to seem like the bigger fighter in there. He might not fit, visually look it, but Keith Thurman is, and I'm not saying that Danny's not accustomed to welterweight. I mean, it's an old saying. It's an old thing that people were saying. It's an old characteristic of his, and you know, his gradual move up to 147. But Keith is that guy here at 147, and he is cemented. And I promise you, watch this fight. Watch this fight. Hold on. Watch this fight. Keith is going to be the bigger man in there. That is the way this fight is going to play out. And it's going to be, and this is how drastic how much bigger and how much stronger he's going to be, is that we all know Keith. Look, this is the boxing voice, so we all know Keith very well. And his style doesn't necessarily play out to having to be the bigger man. He's not going to go out there and maul you. That said, he is going to be not just look like the bigger man in there physically, but he is going to prevail as the bigger man at moments. The strength, I think the overall just strength of him is going to prevail, and that's going to help him in the fight. I guarantee you, we're going to be talking about this fight, you know, tonight or tomorrow, and we're going to be saying that size was a factor in Keith's win.
I don't know. Me and MD have watched this man train. Come on, MD. Think about when he was throwing the left hooks in there, or the overhand rights. He was shadow boxing, and the way that he was leading with that overhand right. Again, you know, even his own team is talking timing. And I know, MD, that's out of the realm of possibility for you, but in the manner in which he throws those shots, if he's timed, his clock could be cleaned. It doesn't necessarily have to be like multiple punches.
Even if it's – okay, but here's the thing, right?
With all the force that he's coming with, that either right, because you know he loves the combination right and then left hook to the head, right? You know, with all that force, and if he gets time, I mean, it's lights out.
Here's the thing, two things. The first thing is, again, with the legs and the size, I think, again, it has to do with there's a lot more to hit if you're bigger. And I think a lot of people, like, it's not a measurable thing. It's, but boxing's behind where it comes to analytics. Like, baseball has all these terms, football has all these terms, and there hasn't been as much financial and scientific investment into understanding the perfect boxing body, like to explain power, to explain whatever. So that's besides the point.
Such a great point, dude. That is like so smart, because time and time again, we watch these tells of the tape, and what do they tell us? They're not telling us anything when it comes to the fight. Even exactly. Reach is an outdated form of information. And so, no, great point. I would love to read an article on that.
You know, end of the day, Danny is way younger and fresher and just a better talent than Luis Collazo.
Let me finish what I'm saying about Keith Thurman. I think that Keith Thurman, right? You say size or strength. I think Keith Thurman's punches. He doesn't need a Sunday punch to prove his power. Where Danny Garcia needs to land a clean Sunday punch to make Keith Thurman aware and respect his power. And you say, well, if he times that Sunday punch, it's lights out.
That's true. I think that's a good opinion of it, because he's gotten plenty of respect from other fighters without landing that Sunday punch. He didn't land a Sunday punch on Guerrero or Judah, but yet he still got their respect.
But you could assume that he could put Keith Thurman's lights out. I mean, he can't put those guys' lights out. When one body shot hurt Keith.
He did drop Judah, right?
Correct.
He did make Guerrero go backwards multiple times, correct?
Correct. So
he has power.
There's a difference between all guys undersized for the division.
Yeah, and there's a difference between
– Undersized?
There's a difference between hitting –
Robert Guerrero put Keith Thurman on the ropes multiple times throughout his fight?
I don't want to get into that fight because, again, he was doing better than Floyd did in the first 8 rounds until he had the hematoma. Then that hematoma obviously discouraged him a little bit, and then it led to Guerrero having some success.
Logic is the same logic that say, oh, well, he didn't win that fight, or he wouldn't have won that fight if his eye wasn't closed. Well, the fighter closed his eye.
Correct.
The hematoma happened in the fight.
But you can't. But you have to add context to predict it in the future.
On the ropes in that fight.
He's not talking about the fight. MD's talking about the comparisons of the two performances.
No, he's saying the context is different because he's saying because of the hematoma, that's why certain things happen.
Even with the hematoma, he was way more dominant. Come on,
But MD, aren't you comparing it to the other performance, like the two performances?
Of course.
That's what you're doing. Exactly. And in though you have to have context when you're comparing the two fights. Like one thing happened in one fight and the other happened in the other. Like
and
that's
when
it.
They fought Mario and when they fought too. When they fought. Again, Keith Thurman beat up Guerrero. Then he got Aaron Martinez, which he potentially lost that fight. Then he fought Danny Garcia. All I'm saying is Danny Garcia fans will be shocked.
The initial point of this.
The levels, the difference between Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia. This will be an awakening, a rude awakening.
The point here, MD, was not about the fighter because I'm telling you it's the opponent. I'm saying Danny is a better fighter than Collazo. And if Collazo can do that, I'm interested to see what Danny can do.
He's a better fighter at 140, but how could you even say that Danny's a better fighter at 147?
In Texas. Hurt Keith Thurman multiple times. I'm saying Danny's a better fighter than Karras. I'm excited and interested to see what he can do. You know, there's multiple fighters that have done certain things to him. So now let's see him in there with this guy. You think this is not the guy to test them? Okay, but we're all excited. We're all excited about this. Let's go out to some.
Oh, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm fucking excited. I'm really excited. I don't think I've been more excited for a fight. I really think, I guess, since that, because I'm a hardcore, right? So to me, the Ward Kovalev fight was this level of excitement, but
that's what I was telling my girlfriend and her friend, right? They both were at the last TBV appreciation night in Vegas, and then they both went to the Ward Kovalev fight, and they both appreciated that because they're casual fans. So they didn't know what to expect, not to mention, you know, my little bit of popularity. So all these boxing fans gravitate to them and it gives them that boxing community, right? But I'm telling them that it's going to be times 10.
And Ness, can I mention one thing before you go to callers? And before you cut me off the second I say this, I'm making a point, so don't cut me off the second I say this word. There is a big UFC tonight, kind of big. The co-main event had a fighter that got injured. Nobody's going to buy that fucking fight. This is great for boxing. That everybody who was like, I'm going to buy that fight. No, turn on CBS, watch this fight, share it with everybody, and don't buy that UFC because that UFC sucks now. Mario, you
feel me? I think Garcia will be over before the UFC starts, though, wouldn't it?
No.
But you're absolutely right. So, oh, really? Wow. Okay. Well, then that is a
maybe.
Great thing.
It depends. If it starts at 9, if it starts at 9, I assume the main event for this fight will start around 10:30. That's what I assume.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, remember this, you're right.
TV, I don't think it's going to be that late. I mean, the first fight.
The broadcast starts at 9, so they give usually an hour for the first fight, and then they bullshit a little bit. So, 10:15, 10:30, I think, is when
they go straight into main event on live TV and then do the co-main as the last fight?
No.
I think so.
Yo, in real talk, look, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but you could watch Garcia for free. You got to pay, what, $50-$60 to watch the UFC. And if you want to pay that much, why don't you just wait for the replay? You know what I mean? So,
well, and like I said, Mario, it's a lot less enticing that I'm sure you heard, if you pay a little bit attention to MMA, that main event's done. Still pay-per-view. So it's going to suffer, and I think boxing will benefit, even if it's only a few hundred thousand. That matters, you know?
These matters big time. Brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We're going to jump out to Australia, but hailing from New York City, partying with TBV last night. Man, I just want to say it was an absolute pleasure to meet each and every one of you last night, everyone that came out. It was just such an amazing event. I mean, the smile on my face is just huge, and it's going to be there for days to come. I'm sure this has been our best event ever. I mean, James texts me and he's like, yo, how was the event? And I said, man, the best one ever. He's like, fuck, the good answer was to say it was good, but not better than the first. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. This one was insane. I mean, the amount of people, just the people. And being able to meet guys like Alex. So it is my pleasure to introduce our international caller of the year for 2017, Alex from Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
My dog is big.
Oh, there's a king croc right there.
My dog is big.
His croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my head right off.
Unique in the sixth round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, I'm beautiful.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey, Ness. Hey, MD. Hey, everyone. Man, the pleasure was all mine. Honestly, I was welcomed in like family, and I've never experienced anything like that in my life. First thing I did when I got back into my hotel room last night was call all Australians, spread the word. Two people straight away said they were freaking out. They're like, they don't even watch boxing, and they're like, we're coming to the next one, you know, just because of the how hospitable, how the stories I was telling, like just the stories of all you guys and how you treated me and time of my life. Honestly, it was great to meet you all. Great to meet Peter Quillen, Willie Monroe. Just what a turnout. Like, I mean, there's nothing like it. TBV Appreciation Night, I'm there every single time now. Got to make this trip more often. But and MD, you should have come, man. I know, you know, you probably fear us all, but we all love you, man. You got to come down for one of these things, you know. But
it's not – listen, I would do it, but I have, like, there's a conflict that I could not make it up there. A conflict that I knew way before this event was even formulated. There'll be no more conflicts.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I see what you're saying with the whole Thurman being favored and stuff. Like he's rightfully favored. I've said that since the start, but I don't think the odds are right this time. I just don't think that he's that much of a favorite. Where Garcia should be, like, on my app, he's paying 3-1. You know, like that's a bit too much. Like, you know, I'd give Thurman the slight favor. Like, I'd slightly favor Thurman, but I just. There's something about Danny Garcia's timing, the way he fights when he's an underdog. It's almost different, you know. He brings out another level in himself, and I just think he's going to do it again tonight, and I think he's going to pull it off. There's something about it. It's more a gut feeling than a brain call this time.
Alex, look.
Like a 50-50 fight.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick question. In the two fights that he was an underdog, at least that we remember, you guys say the way he fights when he's an underdog. It wasn't in both of those fights, especially in the Khan fight, he didn't start out well. So is it because that something in the fight changes and that he times it and he overcomes? Because it's not like he comes out of the gate like in the zone winning every second of every round, you know? It's like
Khan smashed him. Khan was beating him up, man. Khan was beating him good, but like I said to you, timing beats speed, and like that's what he's got. He's got the art of timing down. And against someone like Thurman, it's exactly as Ness said. Like, Thurman likes to lunge in with his punches. So if your momentum's going forward and then you're walking into a punch, like with your momentum going forward, that punch lands twice as strong as it does without. You understand? He's not trying to evade it, rolling with the punches. He's going forward into them. And with Danny Garcia's timing, I just think that because Danny Garcia, he hits, man, he can bang you up. You know, and with that combined with the momentum of Thurman, I think, especially with Garcia's gifted time. Look, I'm not a fan of his footwork. I'm not a big fan of Garcia. Like, I think he's a good fighter. I think Thurman's a really good fighter too. But I think he's just going to time the shit out of him all night tonight. And I think it's going to be a close competitive fight. But I think Garcia's going to edge out of the decision. But that's my call.
All right, Alex. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Yo, Alex, one more thing to tell you. You there, Alex?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Sunday is crow day.
I'll see you then, bro. We'll see.
All MD, right. You picked the stoppage?
I did.
I did.
I picked stoppage.
Yeah, I got stoppage too. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yo, you know Mario jinxed you. He's the same one who used to pick Khan all the time.
It's okay. Mario has made some suspect picks before. Yeah, we all know those picks. Exactly. I wouldn't even say that one. Did you?
Hey, yo.
Pick Cotto? Didn't you pick Cotto versus Khan?
Hell no.
Oh, that was James. Never mind. That was James.
You picked Khan over Canelo, remember?
First of all, I never even officially made a pick for that fight.
Let me get to some calls.
You
can't be hitting on Mario for picks, Ness.
We all made those picks.
The only one that can be hitting on him for picks is I make them.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Listen, I'm speaking of picks. Let's get to my pick. Compa. Dang, he dropped off. He must have been at work or something. We're going to Chris. 646 Chris in New York City, who was also at the appreciation night. Pleasure to see you again, Chris. As always, what's going on, brother?
Yo, what's good? How you doing, man?
Oh man,
what's going on, Boston MD Mario? Glad to Mario, glad to have you back, man. You're so
appreciate it, man.
The mad battles out again, man. You had the bars before.
Appreciate it.
But I just wanna say, man, the TBV appreciation night was so fucking live last night. It was a pleasure meeting everybody, talking boxing, you know, chopping up with everybody, getting different opinions, getting to talk to Steve Willis and Mauricio Suleiman. I got an excellent face-off pick with Willie Monroe, and it was just crazy. And my girl was telling me, she was like, I didn't realize Neff was that big. I'm like, hell yeah, Neff is a big dude, pause. You know what I'm saying? But as far as for the fights, I really got Danny Garcia. He always finds a way to win. And he has faced excellent competition. Thurman, I feel, has more power. He has better footwork. He has better boxing skills. And all eyes, Thurman should win this fight, and I think Vegas is correct for having him the favorite. But I'm still going to stick to it. I think that somehow, some way, Danny Garcia is going to find a way to win this fight tonight. And that's all I got for tonight, guys. And I look forward to the next TBV Appreciation Dinner. I'm definitely going to be coming through, and hopefully I see everybody at the Barclays Center tonight.
Oh, for sure, man. We're going to meet up. I think everybody's heading over to a certain spot. I don't even want to say it on the air because I've been trying to – me and Enrique have been trying to work this certain bar so that after the fights we could actually all go up in there and drink for free.
Let me ask you guys a really quick question before you get on some more callers. People always say that Danny Garcia always finds a way to win, right? If he always finds a way to win, why would he leave the Herrera fight so close and the Lamont Peterson fight so close as well? Although I did score it a draw objectively, or I could even see Danny Garcia winning that fight. But he leaves these fights so close that if you always find a way to win, I don't really see that it that way, because you would not leave a fight against Mauricio Herrera that close, honestly.
And I'll make another point on top of yours is I've watched boxing long enough to know that that is not an element of your game that you can depend on all the time. Like, if you have speed, chances are you're not going to lose that speed until you get older. If you have a, you know, hard right hook to the body, you're going to keep that with you until you start to diminish. But you can't just that's not a skill to always find a way to win. Like, it makes you scrappy. It makes you lucky, maybe, you know, and it's a talent, I guess, overall, but it's not something you can depend on every fight. Certainly not against every fighter.
And also, it's the same thing, too, with when someone goes, they always have that knockout power. They got that life-changing power. That's also something you can't only rely on to get through a win at all times.
Yeah, but he has more than just power, more than just timing. I mean,
he's a good chin.
Exactly. There are characteristics to his game.
He has a good chin against guys at 140.
Listen, at the end of the day, let me ask you one question. You're so confident in Keith Thurman. Are you going to diminish the win? Will this, when we speak of Thurman's career and his resume, is Danny not the best win on his resume if he's to get it?
I think the Porter win's a better win.
I'd still call it Porter. I'd say Danny's his most commercial win, I guess, if that makes sense. I would say it's his biggest spotlight win. But in terms of who's is the best fighter he beat, Danny, I think it was Porter.
So you guys for Danny are definitely going to give him like all the credit. Like, you're going to bow down like, we're not worthy. Like that way, right?
Because yes. Thurman becomes hands down the number one fighter in the division without argument. Now, some people can make that argument right now, but I think the argument furthers.
I'm saying if Danny beats him.
Oh, if Danny beats him. Oh, I mean, if Danny beats him, I think he becomes the best.
Okay, but let me just say one thing.
But when he beats him, you are going to be like, oh my god, like I'm not worthy.
Yes,
like,
yes, but Ness,
oh yeah, absolutely.
But Ness, when I think so highly of Keith Thurman, just because I don't think as highly of Danny Garcia, it doesn't mean I think less highly of him when he wins.
I totally get that. But what I'm saying is, because you think so highly of Thurman, if Danny pulls it off, you have to automatically trump him. You can't do the what you did with Ward. I know that there's intangibles,
that's different.
Whatever, but no. Listen, here, didn't I just say I know that there's issues there? But we cannot just do that,
right?
To neither of these men. For Thurman, Danny should not become, oh, he's just a blown up lightweight or junior welterweight. That would be unfair. Boxing Evolution, talk to me.
I also think Kovalev has more flaws than Thurman.
Hey, can you guys hear me clearly?
Yes, very clear.
Ah, cool, man. Yeah,
just want to say, when I heard the intro, it's me, Mario. Like, I was like, oh, my days. But I didn't realize Mario's back on the show. So it's good to hear you back, my man.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Also, I haven't phoned in for a while because I've been sick with crow. Eating too much crow, man. I've been eating way too much. Taking Ness's advice and shit.
Yeah, right. I'm not even picking these days.
Nah, yeah, man. It's just a really quick call. So I'm putting my little boy to sleep. But I'm just gonna be picking Thurman. I think he'll win tonight.
Yo, who's going to sleep first, your boy or Tony Bellew?
Tony Bellew's going to sleep real quick, man. the Paulie Malignaggi fight's on at the moment.
How's Paulie doing? How's Paulie doing?
To be honest, it's on a stupid choppy stream, and I ain't paying for it. So it's
But you in the UK? Stream. Oh, damn! It's a pay per view. It's pay per view.
Yeah.
Jesus, you see, MD?
It's on Sky Box Office, man.
What do you mean? I see. I've known that for months.
I'm just saying, man. Yo, have to appreciate what we get over here. You know, you're so evil and negative with PBC. And look, these guys are paying for my.
Yeah, but they don't have to. For example, Ward Kovalev is not pay per view over there. It's just. Where it's located.
They gotta pay for Eggington Malignaggi. Come on.
Yeah. And what's it called? I think the Thurman fight would just be on Sky, I think. I'm not sure what network it's on, but it won't be pay-per-view.
No, it's supposed to be Box Nation, the Thurman fight.
Oh, is it Box Nation? Oh, okay, that's another stream for me there, mate. Because you have to pay a subscription for that, boy. I'm broke out here. what was I gonna say? Just gonna say quickly, big up to the boxing voice. I love the sexy Al Camino lady's voice. And what else? I'm really happy with all the content you guys are bringing out. I'm even struggling to keep up and everything. So doing a great job, guys. Keep up the good work, and yeah, I'm gonna put my boy to sleep now.
Boxing Evolution, thanks for calling. You know, it's funny, he says shout out to the sexy Al Camino voice. Shout out to Amber Coons, bro. Came through the party with her and her girl, crushed it. I mean, I met her.
Wait, any relation to Michael Coons?
Oh, no. Michael Coons is white. Amber Coons is our weekend review. And I've obviously, you know, dealt with her on multiple events at the Barclays Center. But obviously, you know, I'm hustling, so I'm working. No time to socialize. Thank God we had a time to kick back. Yo, she is so funny. And she was like the life of the party. Everybody was loving her. Amber Coons was definitely official. Monsterpiece was in the building. It was definitely a good night, man. I'm telling you. Oh, I wish I could fucking. I wish, you know, I brought. Let me tell you something. I brought my gyro and a camera. I was just going to roll so that I could give Patreon something early because I know the film company is going to take too long. And I didn't do that because it was nonstop. Like, yo, when we got there, I got there at 6. No, I got there at 5:48, something like that. And the doors weren't opening to the public MD till like 7. So I wanted to, you know, be cool and get the parking right in front since I was completely packed, both trunk and back. And so I did get the parking because, you know, they start doing, you know, free parking after 6. And there was already people there. It was insane. My man Shane was there.
Did you see how loyal some of the TV listeners? They're in the chat. Before the show is, they're in the queue before the show starts. And to be honest, right, that makes what we're doing here so much better because we know that our hard work is appreciated by you guys, and it means a lot to us that you guys invest your time because we're not doing this for just to hear our voices. Even though I do like to hear my voice, I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, no, but your words are. You couldn't be more right, but I'm telling you, when you finally make it out to one of these events and you witness that.
Well, I know how it is. So, and I told you that story about.
You said it the best, man. It's something I think he said is euphoric, man. It's crazy, bro. It's insane.
And I told you that one time that randomly, I didn't know obviously who what he looked like, but Jay from Orlando saw me and he heard that obviously one time on air I was getting beef and whatever, and he was like, you know, keep doing your thing. Like, I love the show. And, you know, it was from the heart because, you know, he cared about the show and he cared about the work that we put in. So it's definitely comes from a good place from all these people. And I'm disappointed he couldn't be out there, but they'll hopefully on, obviously there'll be more times and bigger times. You know, we can do this.
Listen, I know I'm dragging on here, but it was just such a great event. You know, who surprised the hell out of me? T from Toronto. When you think of T from Toronto, first of all, not just T from Toronto. Alex, how old you think Alex? Alex looks so fucking young. Alex, I don't even ever want you to tell me your age, okay? I don't want to know it. I don't want to know it. He looks forever young, yo. It's crazy. And then he's got these fucking, like, I don't know.
Like Canadian Jose babyfish young?
Younger looking, bro. Thinner. He's in great shape.
Mario Manguillo babyface looking?
I thought you met Alex before.
Alex from Australia? Are you kidding
oh,
me?
Oh, Alex from Australia. Oh, what's my bad shit. Lifetime no.
thing, bro. This dude's my got, bad. Like, slick. Not slick. It was definitely not slick. But it's like, yo, just black hair and, like, yo, fucking, like, I don't know, like, Thailand blue-eyed beach eyes and shit. I'm like, damn. And then T from Toronto, he fucking looked like a rapper coming through the door. And she's like, yo, Ness, T from Toronto. I'm like, T? I was expecting some big fucking, I don't know, seven. But nah, he was like this super-duper in shape, sleek, you know, I don't know. I guess I want to say average. You know, I'm crazy tall. But definitely fashion forward. Yo, T from Toronto, that was amazing, man. It was just so many. Coach Mitty was there. It was crazy, I'm telling you, man. Insane. Let me shut up. I'm sorry, but it's just, I'm still smiling. I'm telling you. Look how late I am talking about it. 612, we were going to flip you on a drive-by. I got to get to the Barclays Center, and that's going to be about an hour and a half just driving traffic. Sorry.
Drive-by.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, yeah, this is BZ. I'm calling from Minnesota. And I know that you guys are doing the final predictions for the fight. And I also wanted to say big ups to your appreciation night. I heard about it, and it sounded like it was ecstatic. And it was an extravagant event. So, like I said, next time I definitely want to go to the next one. But to give my prediction, I'm definitely going with Garcia on this one. I love you, MD, and I love, you know, what you contribute to the show. I think you make a lot of valid points. But I think in this one, Garcia is going to be the one to take it, because a lot of times what Thurman does is he allows himself to stay in the pocket and actually get into brawls. And I think that's the one mistake he's going to make. If he doesn't stay on the back foot in this fight and he doesn't use his reach to his advantage, he's going to get caught. Not that he's going to get knocked out, but he's going to get caught in this fight. And timing, most of the time, mitigates speed. So no matter how fast he throws that right hand, if Garcia catches him at the right time and he times that punch, he's going to land his punch first. So I think that he's going to take it by a split decision. It's going to be close, but I think overall he does more and I think he does more and he lands the better looking punches to catch the judge's eye. But that's my call. And thank you guys. And like I said before, I'm going to definitely come to the next event. And as well as definitely as soon as I'm able to, I'm going to be a Patreon member too.
All right, brother. We appreciate it.
And Ness, one quick thing, and I appreciate you for calling in. Great call. Even though we disagree with opinions, we still love your phone calls. But I think also that Keith Thurman's team, obviously, we talked about them, and they talk a little bit about game plan, but they're not going to tell somebody in the media, somebody who's in the outside, their actual game plan. I'm telling you that I think that they know that the crowd will be on the for Danny Garcia, and obviously crowd. I'm not saying there's any corruption. I'm just saying that sometimes crowd sways judges one way or the other, and I think they will be going for the knockout as well because of that. So, again, split decision. Danny Garcia means that it could go either way, and I don't think Keith Thurman seems going to let that happen.
You know, Thurman already said on the Breakfast Club that you have to go for the knockout when fighting Garcia because he feels that, you know, he won't get the decision. So, you know, whenever you say that, you know that you're the B side. I'm just saying. Donald Richmond, talk to me.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that.
Well, that's Thurman. I don't know if he's going to get a stoppage, but I definitely think he can pull a decision off. But it could be a possible stoppage as well. And another thing I want to say is because when I called the other day, I was telling you, okay, so the fight at the Starbucks Center is going to be Oscar Valdez, who's fighting Gilberto Ramirez and Jesse Maldonado. But I don't know if you guys are going to come way out there for that, because I know that same day is the Porter and Berto fight. So are you guys going to be at the Porter and Berto fight?
I don't know, man. I'm going to start contacting Mr. Robles and see if he's going to give me some Oscar Valdez coverage.
Is that in BK, right?
You say what?
It's in Barclays again, right? Porter.
Yeah. Speaking of, there's an early Porter press conference. Listen,
that seems like a big venue for Barclays if they're headlining, to be honest. But we'll talk more about that later.
Donald, I need you to stick to the script because there is a big press conference for the Porter Berto. I got to leave. It's going to take me a lot of time. Hey, I need you guys to just hurry up or I'm going to have to press that cut it button. It's just nothing I can do. I got to get to New York.
Yeah, just one second. The Paulo Malignaggi fight on. I just got a notification on my Instagram, and I can't. The name of the hold on one second.
Sam Eggington.
Boxing Empire is streaming it live right now because I was just watching it before you guys put me on. Paulie looked like he was doing good. Paulie was doing his thing. He was sticking with the jab, getting in and get out. You know, I think he. I don't know. I think he probably would pull off a decision.
All right, Donald, gotta go. Listen, 30 seconds. I'm being strict this time. I can't even do it to BJ because he went into such a great breakdown, and he seems like an older guy. They want to cut him, but that's it. The gloves are off. I gotta go to work. So, 30 fucking seconds. Alex, go.
DSG, plain and simple. Unanimous decision. And if real quick, you take away Guerrero off of both of their resumes, Thurman, you left with Porter, Collazo, and Bundu. And then you can't even compare to Danny Garcia's resume. Hey, so I missed the show last night because of work. Can't wait to see the footage on the appreciation party, man. Put me down, DSG. And
later. 30, Mario, that's it, buddy. 760. Who's this?
Sam Gilley from Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm picking Keith Thurman. Unanimous decision.
Stan, I don't have my producer with me, so I don't know if he's going to hear that and get it down. But what is your name again?
Sam Gilley.
Sam?
From Norwalk, Connecticut.
From Connecticut. All right. Yeah. All right. You're going Thurman. Brother, thank you for calling in. Sunday's Crow Day. Joey, 30 seconds.
Yo, the whole state of Indiana is going for Keith one-time Thurman, and I'm changing it to knockout. No more decision. He's going for the clean knockout. Next time, I'll talk to y'all later. Keith one-time Thurman, baby.
Yo, my boy JD, another dude that definitely impressed me. I was expecting JD MD to be like a big truck driver. You know, I was a fucking big truck driver. This dude is ready to go rounds. He's easily, I don't know, like junior middleweight to 168. JD, what's going on, brother?
Not much. I'm picking Thurman. Everybody, you know, that was there last night, they know I'm picking Thurman. So I'll see y'all at the Barclays.
For sure, man. I'll be in the building. I'm on my way. Let me go. Listen, let's wrap this up, MD. Thanks for coming on real quick and just doing this preview show here. I'm not sure what happened on YouTube, but hopefully I have enough time to upload it to there and get it out to the people because there was definitely a lot of people in the chat. I mean, they're still in there talking about who's Nesta picking.
Well, I'm trying to find a link, too, for the Hey Bellew. I don't want to watch this shit on my phone, right? Fuck that.
I would love to watch it on my phone, actually. But listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Follow the hashtag TBV Appreciation Night to see last night's festivities. It was definitely amazing. You should check it out. And you can follow my co-host, Boxing MD, at?
You could follow me at BoxingMD1 on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
And please hit like, thumbs up, join Patreon, and you guys know the deal. And those are all the plugs.
Goodbye.